This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. My nickname for my sister Elizabeth is My Sister the Sage. Elizabeth regularly drops insightful observations or speaks deep truths, often without seeming to notice. If her superpower is being a sage, my superpower is realizing when she, or anyone, has said something profound. I'm working on a collection of aphorisms, and along with the aphorisms I'm writing myself, I've got a selection devoted to some of my favorite aphorists, people like Andy Warhol, Samuel Johnson, Marie von Ebner Eschenbach, and Winston Churchill. And, of course, Elizabeth. Here are some highlights from my collection of her sayings related to work and to writing. You'll hear that because she's a TV writer and producer, they have a distinctly Hollywood flavor. But as I've learned from collecting proverbs of the professions and aphorisms generally, a truth that applies in one area or profession often applies just as well in other areas and professions. During casual conversations, Elizabeth has told me, "No one has an opinion until someone else has an opinion." "People succeed in groups." "Yes" comes right away. "No" never comes. "Step into the future." "People don't remember late, they remember bad." "Every cliche about Hollywood is more true than you could possibly imagine." In a creative undertaking, the question is, does this decision move the needle? "Action is the antidote for anxiety." "The more creative input you have, the more creative output you have." "My job isn't to have the best ideas. My job is to have the best TV show." "You want volunteers, not recruits." "Take care of yourself. No one will take care of you." And this one's more of a hack than a proverb of the profession, but it's true. Any gift that's personalized seems more thoughtful. When writing TV shows, you're shooting at a target to try to hit a bullseye. For some targets, the bullseye is very big. For others, it's very small. Look for ideas with a big, forgiving bullseye. "Nothing endears you to people more than helping their career." "Everyone's always looking for reasons to say no." "Everyone who moves from New York to Los Angeles gains 10 pounds because they're doing so much less walking." "Writing is rewriting." "I feel very fortunate to have such a sage for a sister." If you have any proverbs of the professions, please send them my way so I can add them to my collection. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.